This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military accuses Hamas of preventing civilians from leaving northern Gaza as it's rolling out an all-out ground assault on the Palestinian territory.
Hamas is trying to block the roads. He's calling my calls fake. He says we're faking. He says stay put. He wants this human shield.
Israel has vowed to annihilate the Hamas militant group that controls Gaza in retaliation for the rampage by its fighters who stormed through Israeli towns a week ago. 1,300 people in the worst attack on civilians in Israel's history. On Friday, the Israeli military told the population of the northern half of the Gaza Strip, which includes the enclave's biggest settlement, Gaza City, to move south immediately. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Amid the tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the United Arab Emirates. Earlier in the day, Blinken held talks with his Saudi counterpart in Riyadh. He again stressed that there can be no more business as usual with Hamas.
Hamas is not representative of the Palestinian people or their legitimate aspirations for the future. Hamas is a terrorist group.
The Saudi foreign minister said it is important to condemn the targeting of civilians in any form, at any time, by anyone.
It will always be the civilians that suffer first. It will always be civilians on both sides that end up paying the price.
Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdullahian, called on Israel Saturday to stop its attacks on Gaza.